Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Boom. It's Drea K in the room. The enemy is doomed. Because Drea K in the room. Hey, let me stop playing. What is up, everybody? It is your girl, Drea K, back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. It's me. I'm back. Hello. How are you? I hope each and every one of you is doing well. I am in an extraordinary mood this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Holla. So yeah, we're back with another episode. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. Stop playing. Stop playing with her. Stop playing with us over here at the Living in Pursuit podcast community. Okay. We are a community. All right. So go ahead and subscribe. Be a part of the fam. Make sure you rate. Leave a rating. Follow me on all of my social media platforms. I think my Instagram is shadow banned. I think so. I've been having like 4,000 followers for like 3 years. And, you know, that's probably from my lack of consistency. But I really think that they just put me in the trash. Like, I feel like I'm in the trash. So, yeah, left, forgot about, rejected. Lord, they did Jesus the same way. They doing it to me too, Lord. But look, y'all go follow me on all of my social media platforms. A lot of content coming your way from your girl. Follow my Instagram, the Drea K, THEDREAKAY, as well as my YouTube channel, Drea K TV, as well as my TikTok, the Drea K. TikTok be going up. I don't know what y'all got going on, but TikTok be going up, okay? Like, that's where all the saints are, okay? When the saints go marching in, they go straight to TikTok. So anyway, y'all pray for me. I got to get on a plane tomorrow. Whew, Lord. I'm going to Dallas this weekend. So I'm going to need y'all to just pray for me. Pray that the angel of the Lord is surrounding the airplane, the shuttle, the wings, the motor, the wheels on the plane that go round and round. Pray for every inch of the plane because, whew, Lord, look, we living in pursuit, okay? We living in pursuit. So if you tell me to get on a plane, Lord, I'm going to just get on a plane. And, you know, y'all just pray for my safety, pray for traveling grace, pray for divine connections, pray for greatness. Just do that for me. Thank you. Let's go ahead and get into the good news segment because I'm talking too much. Pastor Mike McClure Jr. of the Rock City Church, located in Birmingham, Alabama, has instituted one of the only African-American Christian preparatory schools, Black-owned, here in America, located in Birmingham, Alabama. The pastor made a quick Instagram post sharing how excited and happy he was for the school's announcement of its opening debut. This school is designed to help your child grow academically, spiritually, mentally, and socially. So if you're in the Alabama area, make sure you check out this school. Go to rockcityprep.com. It is located in Alabama. So if you have a child who attends K through 8, check out this school. Y'all, look, I am so excited. Like, Black-owned Christian Academy, like what? Y'all teaching me about math and about my 1-2-3s and my ABCs and God. Like, what? Why didn't I have a school like this growing up? Because my school system failed me. Ain't nothing like seeing God's people do the Lord's work. So make sure y'all check out Pastor Mike's Instagram at Pastor Mike Jr. And yeah, let's go ahead and get into the episode, y'all. We got some things to discuss. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about Now You're Speaking My Language. And I know you're like, Drea, what are you talking about, sis? I'm going to tell you. So in this season of our lives, we are coming to the full knowledge and understanding of what it is to actually operate in our gifts, what it is to fully understand and listen to God and his instructions, to learn about God, to know who he is, to know his ways, his characteristics. We are in a very sensitive time in our lives right now, and wisdom and understanding are the main things that we ought to be learning about and striving towards. Like I said earlier, God, you know, just been, I think I've been preaching. Like I've been preaching. I'm going back to these dreams where I'm just waking up preaching, and I'm sitting up here like, what you trying to say, God? Because some things are happening in this season, and look, it's getting real. It's getting real. Like God is literally showing us some things. He's giving us wisdom. He's finally like giving us clarity in this season. So look, y'all, it's very important right now. So if you're taking notes, I want to give you a few scriptures that the Lord has placed on my heart to share with you all. The first one is Proverbs 4:7. And all of these scriptures are in the Amplified version. It says, the beginning of wisdom is get skillful and godly wisdom. It is permanent. And with all your acquiring, get understanding, actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation. My God. Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:1-2. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, so that your ear is attentive to skillful and godly wisdom, and apply your heart to understanding, seeking it conscientiously and striving for it eagerly. James 1:6. But he must ask for wisdom in faith without doubting. My God, without doubting God's willingness to help. For the one who doubts is like a billowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. Mark 11:24. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever things you ask for in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe. I said believe with confident trust that you have received them and they will be given to you. I'm going to link all of the scriptures mentioned in this podcast in the show notes. So with that being said, thank you, Lord, for your word. It's very evident and apparent that we all need wisdom and clarity in this season of our lives. We need it, period, actually. But my frustration kind of lies in the fact that there's not enough godly wisdom, enough people teaching you how to obtain wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and understanding can come in two ways. God himself, who mostly allows our experiences to shape our wisdom and knowledge through spiritual maturity and growth. Or two, proper leadership with effective communication and articulation skills. There are many changes we have to endure on this journey of pursuit. One of them is our language. We have to be able to understand what God is teaching us according to what season we are in. It's a journey towards the process of becoming or living in pursuit, I should say. One thing I'm currently learning is language is important. And for my Hispanic listeners, importante, That ain't no word, sorry. Anyway, it's what you need to bring clarity to what you are going through and what you are experiencing. The foundational message of what we're talking about today is wisdom and understanding, but this component of language is often missed in regular teaching of the gospel. It's the understanding of language. The proper language helps you articulate and communicate better and effectively. Language is defined as a structured system of communication used by humans. So basically, it's a strategy. If you're taking notes, write this process down. Process plus clarity equals language. That's process plus clarity equals language. So language is the result of wisdom and understanding. Basically, you ever go through something, but you just don't have like the words to say, or you don't know why or how. It's kind of like you've been left in the dark for so long about something that it's left you confused and wondering what the heck is happening to me, or why am I even going through this? It's like you just don't have the language for it. So God brings clarity in due time, in due season. You won't be able to understand what he's doing or why he's doing it in the moment. But after enduring a system of processes, aka maturity and pruning, you get to a point where you can finally understand what you're going through. It's when the pieces come together. A lot of you all don't have the proper teachers teaching you things. I think it's very easy to get caught up in the basic teaching, you know, that comes with church. And it just becomes the norm for you. But when you're growing in the word of God and maturing and becoming more familiar with the word, sometimes you need to get taught differently. You need substance. You need depths. You need to be fed differently in certain seasons so you can ultimately get to where God is trying to take you. Like, it's levels to this. Some of you have been lost and confused as to why you haven't been able to find a community of people who can speak your language, people who get you, people who are in the same lane as you, people who are enduring the same processes as you, people who are having similar experiences with you. It's like entrepreneurs have a language. It's like when you get around a bunch of entrepreneurs, we're talking about business. We're talking about systems. We're talking about processes. We're talking about the latest marketing channels. We're talking about the latest entrepreneurship news. We're talking about stocks, money, all kind of things. Mothers have a language. We're talking about certain things. When you get around a bunch of mothers, y'all are adapting to each other and you're literally sharing experiences. Creatives and dreamers have a language, and it's oftentimes other people can't understand what they're talking about. If I'm not a mother, I'm not going to understand what y'all talking about. If I'm not a creative, I'm not going to be able to understand what you're talking about. If I'm not an entrepreneur, I'm not going to be able to understand what you're talking about. Or if I'm not spiritually matured, aka I'm still on the basics, you know, like God is good, God is great, Lord, I thank you for my plate. Like, I'm not going to be able to understand the spiritually matured. I'm not going to be able to understand their language. So it's a way of being able to communicate based on similar experience. It's a certain understanding that comes along with the process of pruning. When you reach new levels, your understanding changes, which means your language changes. You get to communicate ideas and thoughts and experiences more clearly and in depth. That's why it's difficult to date. Like, because everybody don't speak your language. Do you know how many times I've tried to explain what I do to people and they just look at me like, huh, what's that? Or they think you're crazy because they don't understand what you're talking about, or they haven't experienced what you've experienced. So they speak a different language. So my point is, the more exposure you have to the knowledge of God, the closer you get to him, the more mature you get, the more you experience him, you will need to get under a doctrine or teacher or pastor that will help you articulate what you are going through to help you get to the next level. Some of you may need to change churches. You need a covering, someone who will help guide you in the right direction of where God is taking you. Some of you have stopped being fed by your church pastors or leaders because they just aren't speaking your language anymore. Sorry, pastor, I'm getting a little bit too deep in the knowledge of God here. This ABC 123 teaching isn't helping me right now, so I'm gonna just have to go. Okay, thanks. And that's not saying the word of God is basic or it isn't being or it's not able to feed you in a way. Your level of growth and maturity just requires you to be fed differently according to the level you're on. The way I need to be fed right now in this season of my life is under like an apostolic Pentecostal type of ministry to help cultivate my prophetic calling, my prophetic gifts, my spiritual gifts. To help me understand my dreams and visions and how God speaks to me and how to fully operate in my gifts. ABC 123 is not going to cut it because the language is different in this season. Lord, I hope I'm making sense to y'all. So I was reading Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, and I was basically reading how these people were in one place and they were saturated and filled with the Holy Spirit so much that their language changed. Like it literally says, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like a rushing violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed among them, and they rested on each of them as each person received the Holy Spirit. They immediately changed it up. It was like a switch went off. They started speaking in tongues and getting confused. Like, what the heck is going on? What is happening to me? And here comes Peter. He steps in and basically he gives them language for what they just experienced. Oh, you just experienced that because of this. Oh, you just felt that because of this. Oh, you just came to the knowledge of this because of that. Then they all repented and began to fellowship with one another, forming a community. They ate their meals together. They began selling property and sharing the proceeds with each other. They were praising God together and continually having favor with one another. And that's in Acts chapter 2. Again, I'm in the Amplified version. See, like even reading scriptures like that in the Bible, that's why a lot of people get stuck in the Bible, because when they get to certain parts like that, they just read it, but they like nothing changes. Nothing, you know, sparks their attention because nobody breaks it down. Like, what does that even mean, tongues of fire? I know what that means personally because I speak in tongues. Okay, I know what that means. But for somebody who doesn't speak in tongues, or for somebody that desires that gift, they're not going to know what that means if somebody is not breaking it down in a way that they can actually understand. God often gives you direction and clarity and the next steps in the journey once you mature and according to his time of exposing you to different things. If God gave us the whole plan or showed us the whole picture, we'd be lost out here, confused, distressed. Lord, what, why, who, where, how, for what? So I really hope that you all just pray like for a covering, like pray that God sends you a leadership, a church family, a church community that you can just grow spiritually in. The point of going to church is to be up under a leadership that's going to help you grow. It's going to help you grow according to your Christian experience, according to what you are currently going through, according to the season that God has you in. A lot of y'all who listen to this podcast are prophetic. Like, I already know, because y'all wouldn't be listening to me if you weren't. Like, a lot of y'all are discovering your gifts and some changes are happening to you, and you don't have the language to articulate. Like, you just don't even understand what's happening to you, and you don't even understand your dreams. Like, why is God talking to me? Is this God or is this the devil? Is this me or is this my subconscious mind? You need some wisdom and understanding, sis. Like, who? Like, knowing what you are and who you are and knowing, being mature in your Christian walk, like, knowing that information, it propels you to the next level. It gives you revelation. It's like, oh, that's why I have dreams like this. Oh, that's why I'm able to speak in tongues. Oh, that's why, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's your why. Revelation is your why. Revelation is what you need to unlock the key to the next level in your life. And I mentioned and I said that a lot of y'all are prophetic. That's why, like, God speaks to some of us in our dreams when our minds are asleep. That's where the most revelation can come from. When God wakes you up at 3 a.m. and tells you to pray for somebody or do certain things, you probably won't be able to understand why or how God is doing that. God, how are you speaking to me through my dreams? What the heck? Because you don't have the language articulation for it. Oh, God wakes you up because there's activity going on in the spirit realm. Ma'am, what? God gave you that instruction because there is something that he is doing in the spirit that he needs to get done on the earth through your obedience. Sir, what? Huh? Even certain words need clarity and interpretation. Words like season, prepare, dudamis, shalom. Like, you have to experience some things in order to come to the knowledge of the understanding of what those words mean according to your season. You can look the word up or somebody can tell you what it means, but certain seasons bring certain pieces of understanding. Season is even a word that represents a specific time in your life that brings about major shifts and growth. I wouldn't have been able to know that. I'm just thinking that, you know, seasons. Okay, well, you know, the leaves are falling off the trees and, you know, it's getting a little cold, a little nippy outside. You know, it's a little hot. You know, it looks like it's the summertime now. Like, our logical minds make us believe that it makes us blind to spiritual things. Basically, our logical mind tries to rationalize everything that's happening to us. So we go to the wrong sources for our information. And what I'm telling you right now is, above all, seek knowledge and understanding. Seek wisdom, godly wisdom. It says godly wisdom for a reason. You need some seasoned saints around you. Get around people who speak the same language as you so you can learn from each other and grow in this journey of pursuit. Trying to understand everything you're going through is going to confuse the heck out of you, okay? Like, you're going to need that support system. Even if it's an online church, find a pastor that is speaking your language so you can develop it and grow. I've been praying lately for a godly community. I've been praying for, you know, God to just send me some people that are going to sharpen me, that are going to help elevate me to the next level, that are going to give me language for what I'm experiencing. I want other people's wisdom to begin to bounce off of me. I want to be around people that are so deep in their relationship with God, that have so much godly wisdom that they can just tell what I'm going through. Like, I don't even have to tell them. They can just sense it. They can just tell. They can just, you know it before I show it. Does that make sense? So stop hanging around people who think you're crazy. Stop trying to over-explain yourself to people who don't speak your language. It will confuse them. And it could possibly deposit doubt and uncertainty into you. Stop letting other people's ignorance stop you from growing. If it's not feeding you or helping you to grow, stop entertaining it. I'm not going to tell you again. Okay? This ain't the season to get negative, unfulfilling, confused, tainted deposits. We don't need no bounce checks around here, okay? Getting around the right people, the right godly community, the right people who have godly wisdom, it gives you so much peace You know what I'm saying? Like, it brings clarity to what you're going through. It brings clarity to what God is doing in you, through you. And by all means, don't just rely on people, because, of course, people are imperfect humans. They don't know it all. You know what I'm saying? But I just pray for discernment over you all, that God leads you to the church that you need to go to. He leads you to the marriage, the husband that you need. He leads you to the friendships, the community that you need to help you grow, to help you during this process, so that you're not alone. My God. I feel like some of y'all are just alone. Like, some of y'all just feel like, man, why don't I have any friends? Like, man, why I can't get around people that understand me? Why am I so misunderstood? So look, this is your confirmation. If God been telling you to get from around them people, y'all need to get from around them people, okay? It's the season of true obedience. We're going to see who came out. Who came out doing the right thing. Who came out listening. We about to see y'all results. So anyway, I love y'all. I hope this episode made sense. I hope that you all are blessed and encouraged by the words that were spoken through me, from God himself. Hello. And I love you all. Make sure you share this episode, leave a review, subscribe. Stop playing. And yeah, I'm gonna talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.